This is Carla Chobak, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm here with David Kakish, and he's the president of RIA Workspace. And the title of this podcast is, What's the Best Email Archiving Solution for Your RIA? And so we're going to dive right in. And David, why don't you start by talking a little bit about why email archiving is so important for RIAs and why they should really be sort of paying attention to this topic.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Carla. And I want to welcome the listener. And as Carla said, we're going to be talking about what's the best email archiving solution for your RIA. And as I talk about that, you know, traditionally for an RIA, the challenge was you pretty much had to choose between Smarsh or Global Relay for email archiving. They were essentially the Pepsi and the Coke in the industry, and then everybody else was a distant third. There really is a third option that you might already be paying for, and many RIAs don't even know about that. So that's really what I'm going to be talking about. I'll just quickly say, hey, you mentioned who the major players are, who the niche players are, and then I'm going to talk about this third option. Again, you're probably paying for it, but you're not using it. And, you know, not many RIAs know that, not many IT providers know about that option, and that's what we're going to be talking about. And I guess, Carla, you know, I'm asking you this question, and I'll ask the listener, how do you feel about taking a $20 bill and throwing it out the window? And then doing it again and again and doing that every single month, how would you feel? I asked that question and I'm being sarcastic, but I'm serious at the same time because that's what many RIAs are doing without realizing it. So Carla, I know how I feel, but just for kicks, how do you feel, you know, if you were throwing out $20 out the window every single month?
Yeah, it's kind of like the gym membership, right? You're spending money on something that you just aren't using, right? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's motivation to use my gym. Thank you. So again, to go back, traditionally you were stuck between Smarsh and Global Relay. They were the two really big players in email archiving in this space. And then, you know, there's some smaller players, you know, maybe Barracuda, maybe Erato, or, you know, something like that, and some very niche players. And here's the deal. They were expensive, clunky, bad service. In many ways, they kind of had a monopoly on this. And so, you know, interestingly enough, you know, we're usually not in the business of getting pricing for our clients, but I opened up my mouth and, you know, we were working with a client around 10 employees. And I asked my assistant, hey, go get a quote from Global Relay, Smarsh, and Erato, right? You know, those were kind of the three that I said, go and, you know, get a quote for email archiving. It was insane. This client was ready to just go ahead and, you know, pay for it. And, you know, we just wanted to give him, hey, here's three options. And my assistant kept following up with him for 2 weeks. Two of those, and I'm not going to say specific names, but two of them we never heard back from. And one we heard back from, I don't know, after a week and we finally got pricing. The really big challenge is, these types of players, you know, they don't really want to bother with 10 email accounts. They want to work with large financial institutions with thousands of employees. So you, an RIA with 5 people, 10 people, 25 people, you're sort of an afterthought. And that's just really, really frustrating. So I'm going to get straight to the point. When I did this, by the way, Carla, this wasn't like 2 years ago or anything like that. This was just earlier this month. It was insane. So I'm going to get straight to the point. And we know this from RIAs that we work with, 80% of you, 90% of you are using the Microsoft subscription, Microsoft 365, Office 365, et cetera. If you are an RIA that's using the Microsoft products, you are most likely paying for email archiving, but you're not using that feature. You don't know it. Your IT provider doesn't know it. And, you know, we've seen IT providers trying to scare them because they don't realize that it meets SEC compliance requirements. And so, you know, you don't have to pay for a third-party tool like Global Relay, Smarsh, or somebody else. You can if you want that, and that's fine. But the Microsoft subscription, specifically the Microsoft 365, the E3, and the E5 subscription, meets the compliance requirements of the SEC. And I tell people all the time, well, why did I not know about this? I go, well, I don't know. That's part of why we're trying to get the message out that, hey, you can go ahead and you can do that. Now, to be fair, the interface is a little bit different than Smarsh or Global Relay or others. And the analogy I use, it's kind of like you're driving in a different car, right? You know, you're used to driving in a specific car. Now you sit in a different car and the gadgets are really different. The one thing I do want to point out is that Gartner releases these reports, and Gartner actually has Microsoft in the Magic Quadrant. And so that's something that's really important for the listener, for your RIA, because again, a lot of providers may not necessarily be aware of this. And it's not that, you know, they don't like Microsoft or anything like that. They just don't know. And so Gartner releases the Magic Quadrant for, you know, they call it Enterprise Information Archiving. And in that Magic Quadrant, you know, the leaders in this space, Smarsh and Global Relay are there, and then Microsoft is right up there in that Magic Quadrant with them. And so it's really, really impressive. And if you want the report, we'll go ahead and we'll include that in the show notes so you have that. So Carla, I know I've been talking a lot about this, but I'll come back to you. Any questions, comments, or insights you wanted to bring up?
Well, I think it's just an issue of letting people know that Microsoft has this option. So if they've historically been using Smarsh or Global Relay or some other solution, Microsoft really has emerged as a leader here, and their IT provider might not even necessarily be aware or maybe concerned about the compliance issue, but sort of all those bases are covered, right? Sort of everything's taken care of from a compliance perspective. It, you know, works very similar to the other platforms, but obviously looks different.
Exactly. We get the question all the time. Well, nobody's ever told me about this. I go, yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to educate you. We want to share that with you so you have that. And so just to recap, and then I'll share a quick little bonus that people may not be aware of. But to recap, the really big players in this space historically have been Smarsh and Global Relay. And to be fair, those are really good solutions. You know, those are great. Microsoft is a big player. They're in the Magic Quadrant. They're in the leader quadrant of the Gartner Magic Quadrant. I would strongly encourage you to go ahead and take a look at that. In my opinion, you know, they are the winner because you're already paying for that. As a bonus, you know, and not a lot of people know this, is also in your Microsoft subscription is email encryption, where you can click a button and you can just click encrypt. But along with that, there's a fancy term called data loss prevention, or DLP. And what's really nice about that is, you know, if you've got an employee that accidentally sends out an email with like a social security number or an account number or anything like that, it can automatically encrypt that and send it out. So these are things that are just available as part of your Microsoft subscription. You know, if you want to find out more, I encourage you to do one of two things. You can go to the Learning Center on our website at riaworkspace.com and then just go to the Learning Center. Or if you want to talk a little bit more, schedule a discovery call with us. We'll give you a customized strategic IT and technology plan for your RIA. So either way, if you just want to learn on your own, go to riaworkspace.com and click on the Learning Center. If you want to schedule a discovery call with us, just go to our website and schedule that. Carla, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, but any final comments or insights before we do that?
No, I think this is really good insight. If a lot of RIAs are already using the Microsoft platform, it's important that they know sort of everything that they're already paying for, and they might as well be utilizing it.
Yeah. I'll leave. This is the analogy I've been using with a lot of people that are using the Microsoft subscription. It's kind of like, you know, that's the airplane, and you don't need a new airplane. You just need a better pilot, somebody who sits that knows what all those gadgets are, can actually use that. Because I've talked about just some of the features that are available with your Microsoft subscription. But what we find time and time again is that there's so many added security features that people are not using. You know, when we bring on a new client, they're usually using less than 20 or 30% of what's available, and we want to maximize that. So again, to recap, Global Relay, Smarsh, you're probably very familiar with them. You're probably not familiar with, you know, Microsoft doing email archiving. And if you're using Teams, it can also do archiving for that. And so that's just something that I wanted to bring up. So anyways, thanks for listening. We hope you found this helpful. And to learn more, just go to our Learning Center at www.riaworkspace.com. Or if you want to talk to us, just schedule a discovery call. Thanks again, and have a great day.